This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live bug.
Guys, I put my boxer shorts on backwards today. I had to take off my pants and boxers to turn them around, and someone walked in on me.
Wake Up Call Confessions.
It's time for Wake Up Call Confessions. This is where we have to confess something that has been bothering us that we have to share with the rest of the show. Katie, would you like to go first?
Yes, I would. For the first time in my life, I came very close to getting the cops called on me.
Wow.
I was detained in a store.
What?
And
it's the greatest day of my life.
I bought leggings, like workout leggings.
Yeah.
And they're the kind that are in a pack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I bought a large.
Mm-hmm.
Much to my delight, when I got home.
Too big.
Too big.
Oh, great.
Realized I needed a medium.
Oh, what?
You shrinking violet. So the next day, folded it up perfectly, put it back on the teeny tiny hanger thing, put it, slipped it back into the packaging, and then realized I had lost the receipt.
Okay. Happens.
So rather than going to the store, having a big to-do about how I don't have the receipt, I just went back to the store with the leggings, put them back where I got them.
Oh, my God.
And picked up two mediums.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
And tried to just walk out of the store.
Oh, my God,
oh,
Katie.
No.
Someone, eyes in the sky, I guess. I don't know. Because I was not there very long. So somebody must have spotted me, watched me the whole time, and then as I was walking out, I guess radioed the person near the door, and the woman's like, ma'am, I need to see the receipt for those.
Ow.
And I said, I don't have the receipt for these.
Oh,
but,
man.
But I bought these yesterday. I just switched them out. And she's like, you have to go to customer service.
You have to go to customer service.
And then the woman who stopped me was like, well, you can't leave until we watch the tapes to confirm you actually walked in with these. And I was like, okay, that's fine too, because I did. And so in the meantime, we walk over to customer service. The woman at customer service scanned them and then looked at me like, okay, so you just want to exchange these for the smaller one? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, it's that simple.
Mm-hmm. You could have just saved everyone all the time by just going directly to customer service.
Which is right by the door.
Right, yeah.
That's, in every store.
There's a reason why it's there.
Okay, what harm did I do by not going to customer service and just switching them out?
You gave the impression of a shoplifter.
Yes.
But I wasn't a shoplifter.
This time?
I don't shoplift from stores, and you know that.
You do questionable behaviors
that
from
is
stores.
Not, Gavin, that is not true.
This was a little questionable.
This is the most this questionable.
Do we need to remind you about a certain maternity store that you bought a dress in that with the intention of returning, then did a photo shoot in said dress?
I did do that.
Then posted pictures of said photo shoot, then tried to return the dress and got called the F out for it because that person followed you.
I did do
and
that.
Recognized you wearing the dress.
I did do that. Still not stealing.
It's questionable. It's in the questionable column.
And this is even further from stealing.
Yes, this was a completely logical, thing to do.
Thank
the only
you.
Thing that you did wrong was bypassing customer service to, let's all remember, save yourself time.
Right.
And then go right to the, what did you buy, long underwear?
No,
and then exchange
leggings.
Your long underwear
leggings.
For a smaller size and then try to beeline out of the store.
And you know what else happened? Now somebody in the customer service area had to put those back.
That's their job. Somebody texted in who obviously does this for a living and said, you screwed up the inventory.
Hey, Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think she would do in jail?
Oh, very well.
I actually do think she would do very well. She's got the muscle to fight.
Okay, yeah.
She's got the yucks to keep everybody light on their feet.
Okay.
I would absolutely start some sort of jail choir. That would help us pass the time.
I guess she'd do that.
That would help us pass the time.
And I think she would make a really nice wife to a lady one day.
Mm.
I would like to think that a lady would make a nice wife to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.